Find Me by Anne Fraser. Performed by Aaron Bennett. It was dark by the time Kathy Baker took off along the Southern California Trail just outside the town of Redlands. She knew about the missing joggers. In fact, she'd been called to work one of the cases, which was why she was jogging by herself tonight, hair pulled back in a ponytail, running shoes, mace tucked into the waistband of her shorts, a survival whistle hidden inside her shirt to alert nearby backup. She deliberately matched the victim profile. It was called Operation Mousetrap. Not a very original name, but concise. 10 trained women from police departments around Southern California had agreed to be bait for the Inland Empire killer. Top secret, carried out in various locations. Kathy Baker had extensive self-defense training and felt confident about being able to fight off an attacker. 10 minutes into her jog, she spotted something on the trail. She was already tense, but now she was on high alert. She felt for the mace, pulled it out, and hid it in the palm of her hand, releasing a confused breath when she got close enough to see a crying child on the path. A little girl, barefoot. No jacket or sweater, even though the night was chilly. Her auburn hair was straight and chin length. Kathy crouched in front of her. "Are you lost?" The girl, who looked to be maybe 5 or 6, sniffled and wiped her nose with the back of her hand. "Can you help me find my mommy?" How had she gotten there? Had she wandered away from home? The girl pointed away from the trail. "She went that way." Ah, so her mother was nearby. Relieved, Kathy stood, tucking the mace back into her waistband. Didn't look like they would be catching the Inland Empire killer tonight, but it was a good thing she'd been out. She hated to think of the poor kid spending the night in the dark and cold. She took the girl by the hand. "We'll find her.
If we don't, can we go to your house?"
Strange words for such a young child. "Of course. What's your name?"
"I'm not supposed to tell."
"Why not?" They walked deeper into the woods.
"Names aren't part of the game, are they?"
"What game?"
"The game. The game we're playing."
At the child's unsettling words, Kathy slipped her fingers back inside her waistband and felt for the mace. From somewhere, a man's voice shouted, "Run!" The child ran. Kathy was struck in the head and knocked to the ground. The container of mace fell from her hand. She rolled to her back, knees to chin, kicking hard. Blood running in her eyes, she grabbed the mace and jumped to her feet, all the while wondering where the girl had gone, trying to make sense of what was happening. Was the child part of this? Or was it just a coincidence? She aimed the container at her assailant's face and pressed the trigger. Nothing happened, just a sputter.